Hare Krishna, here's a little update on what's going on. Since I'm going to be leaving here this afternoon, leaving here meaning leaving Toronto, and going to London, my mother's not doing well. She's doing worse than she was in hospital. Of course, when she got into the hospital, they just want to drain the fluids from her lungs, and now she's just falling asleep and sleeping all the time. Even yesterday, when I went over for 3 hours, 2 of the hours that I was there, she was sleeping, and she'd been sleeping up until then. And when she came to, then our communication was very, very limited and very restricted. I would say that that 1 hour we had maybe 5 minutes of meaningful communication, such are, as I mentioned earlier, the indignities of old age. And but she's getting good care. Very good care, and I'm not just saying from a material point of view, but particularly two carers who are very like her very much, very personal, and know her for a long time, especially one of them's been with her for, I don't know, 10, 12 years, 15 years, maybe longer. So that's very fortunate. And I'm then going to leave this evening and go to London. I will arrive in London early in the morning and then take care of Radha Damodar, worship Radha Damodar. I'll be going to someone's home, unpack, do puja, and then going right away to the hospital for this little operation that's really sort of a follow-up from the previous one. From what I've read about it, without getting into too much detail, there's not a full guarantee that either I won't have to have other procedures in the future, or that I'll have to sort of manage to take care of myself. In other words, I may have to be regularly doing some kind of self-procedure. Hare Krishna, what to do? This is it's a material world. This is Krishna's will. Let's see what happens. And that's Thursday. Friday, I'll be getting out and going on back to rest. Hopefully, I'll be able to recover before my scheduled time of leaving either Gaur Purnima evening or the next morning back to India. Also, in the meantime, I managed to catch a real horrible cold here. Sorry for all of these health issues, mine and my mother's. It's very, very cold outside. And it's also outside from rooms that I'm using here. It's also quite cool in the house. Seems like my other family members like cool accommodations, whereas I'm used to sort of warmer facilities. And I'm hoping that I can recover both from the operation and this cold in that period of time. And not OD by getting into all kinds of other issues and seeing devotees and dealing with management questions. And then I'll go to India for 10 days and be in Vrindavan for that time. Govinda Maharaj is also coming towards the latter part of that visit, and I'll be there until the 8th. 8th, my visa expires, and I have to return back. But my return to Hungary will be through Istanbul, where I'll stay for a preaching engagement from Istanbul. I already have a ticket for my cousin to come back here, Toronto, for just a weekend for a visit. And then I go back to Hungary and back to work. It's been quite a hectic time. We had a good break, but then after that, with GBC meetings and international traveling or intercontinental traveling, and all of these health things, it's been a bit of a strain. But ultimately, it's a challenge that Krishna is offering us. So what else can we do but accept it? Well, that's the update for now. And let's see if I can actually send a report tomorrow from the hospital. Hare Krishna.